He works hard every day. He keeps his head down. He's a good kid. Doesn't say much. I was real disappointed when he didn't get in on the first one, and because you don't know if you'll get the opportunity again. And then he hardly got in on the second one. So, but he put that ball right on the goal line, and I mean, we're excited for him. And I guarantee you, Randall and James watching it upstairs, they're just as excited. And we'll have a good time watching and filming tomorrow.
Jordan, you and Hayden went after the ball game long for watch. Did you figure he'd be on you?
Yeah, I was expecting that, planned for that. It was a good matchup. I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, we had a good time out there. We were talking a little bit at the end, having fun, and he's a good player, and it was fun to be out there. And, you kind of want those battles. You want to have that competition and, see where you measure up against some of the best that are out there, and I think it was a good game for both of us.
Coach McCarthy said earlier this week, he gave you guys some advice. He said, just keep calm and carry on. I guess how much did that help in a game like this where so many guys are injured and then Finley goes down?
It helps a lot. I mean, I think in our room we do a good job of that already. We don't get too high, too low. I mean, we enjoy it when things are going well and scoring and everything. But when things go bad, we just, we just expect, to go out and make a play. And that's what we're trying to stress to the young guys. And I think that was the big thing. I think the veterans here understand it. I mean, we don't ever panic on the sideline across the board. But the young guys, I mean, they're going to be in situations that they're not used to. And it was big for them to probably hear that and hear us talk about it and just, continue to say it on the sideline and, just keep doing what you're doing. Do your job. Don't need to do anything special. And because the team we have, we got enough playmakers on both sides of the ball across the field that just do what you're supposed to do and when you're supposed to do it, and you'll be all right.
How about Jared today?
He played well. I mean, there's not much to explain. I mean, turn on the film and it will speak for itself. He made the most of his opportunity. I mean, we preach it all the time in our room. He had a great opportunity tonight and today, and he's going to have more down the road. And it's big for him to bounce back and have a great game. And him and Aaron, their chemistry will continue to grow. And, we expect more from him now.
You guys feed off.
He screwed up, and then he set the bar high.
Oh, sorry. You guys seem to feed off the adversity. Like, you play better when you're back against the wall. Is that true, what you're saying?
I guess the stats kind of show it, but yeah, I mean, you get some guys out there. I mean, the young guys, you look at someone like Boykin. I'm not saying guys in here that aren't hungry, but these young guys, they don't know if they'll get their chance. And when they do, they want to make the most of it. And I think I said it earlier in the week, like when a young guy like Jared's out there making plays, or you see like Banjo or, Hyde returning the punts, like it brings a little more energy to the sideline if it's just, besides just Aaron and I or, Clay making a sack. Like, yeah, we're excited, but when someone who doesn't normally do it, makes a play, it helps our team out a lot, and everyone enjoys it. Everyone loves seeing everyone play well.
Any indication of how Jermichael is doing? I mean, obviously, I really
don't know. Like I said, he was doing okay, whatever, on the field, but we'll have to check in probably tomorrow. Won't bug him tonight, but make sure he's doing all right.
What is the mindset when a teammate goes down like that and you could hear a pin drop in the stadium?
Pray first. For him and his family. I mean, it's not fun to be, I'm sure, a wife or a kid at home watching it. But just pray. I mean, that's all we can do. It's out of our hands. And he just, which I know he will be, he'll be smart, take his time to come back. I mean, with two of them this quick, so close together, you can't rush things.
You talked about the young guys stepping up. As a veteran, do you guys say anything to them or does nothing need to be said?
You talk to them a little bit, but they didn't know how to play. I said a little bit before the game, I said, guys, don't forget how you got here. I mean, you played football in high school, you played football in college. You guys all balled out at that point in time, and that's why you're here. You know how to play football. And I tried to, the game's not that hard. It's football. So, and Boink went out and did it. So, yeah, it was fun to watch.